All right. I'm ready to call the meeting to order. Today is May the 4th, and it is 6:36 Central Time, 6:36 p.m. And we've got Teresa Allen is present. Is David Bay here? Not hearing David. Bill Crozier, are you on the line? I'm not hearing Bill. Lyndon, are you on the line? I'm not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper?
I am here.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Wally James? Not hearing Wally. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you, Mike. Robin Lewis. Robin might be a little late. Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Oh, great. So we've got two women with all this testosterone. Carol McGregor? Not hearing you. Darrell Robbins? Not hearing you. Nancy Zabarnari-Tomi? Not hearing you. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing Wendy. Deb Shafto? Not hearing Deb. Rob Lee?
Present.
Yay, Rob. Bruce Grief? Bruce? Are you there, Bruce?
I was muted. Yep.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Depends on whether you like me or not.
Oh, really?
are you the
king of grief?
Good grief, yeah, here he comes again. No, it's Grief, but good. I'll answer that. Hey, stupid, you know.
Grief, okay.
Hello.
Hi, who is that? Nancy?
Darrell.
Yeah, Nancy.
Hi, Darrell. Oh, good. We've got another woman on the call. Did I hear Nancy?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
And Bill's,
welcome
Bill's here.
And Bill. All right. And Richard Uzzell, are you on the line?
All these people are late to party with.
I didn't hear that. Okay. So, I think, is there anyone who's on the line and you didn't hear your name called? All right.
I didn't
not
hear
your
name called.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear Nancy's name called.
Okay, we got you. Okay. So.
Wendy's here.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for coming on.
Hi. Thanks.
All right. As I explained to people, Robin will be on the call late. I think something came up. I think she has to pick somebody up, and I don't know, take them where. I don't know, but sounds like she's very busy today. But I am ever hopeful. I've had a very busy week of registering voters, and this is like my fourth appointment of the day, but I'm encouraged. So hopefully we'll come out ahead here. We'll kind of review the situation just before we adjourn and see if we did anything productive today. I sent out the agenda, and here's the agenda. Call to order and roll call. Two is approve agenda. Three is approve minutes. Four is a report from GM or development director. Five is fundraising items. A is pledge drive. B is subcommittee on major donors. C is lapsed donors. Item number five is outreach, and those items are social media, website, email blast, and tabling in the future. Item number seven is a new business. Item eight is set next meeting or confirm next meeting, and number nine is adjourn. Does anybody have anything additional to add to the agenda?
Move we accept the minutes as read.
Moved to.
Well, one thing at a time.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved without objection. All right. The minutes. I sent out the minutes immediately after our last meeting, and also again, I think maybe yesterday or this. No, it was 2 days ago. I think I sent it out on Sunday, but I know I sent it out a month ago. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Does anyone move that we approve the minutes?
I do.
Tom Harper?
I have one correction.
Okay, go ahead.
Could you put my name in as present?
Okay, I'm sorry. That will be corrected. So, are there any objections to approving the minutes as corrected? Minutes as corrected, approved without objection.
Tom, the stack.
Okay, yes, Tom, go ahead.
That's the email from Carol. I forwarded it to you.
Well, she's on the call now.
Okay, Carol. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, she's on the call.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Because we don't have anyone from management on the call, what I would like to do is just very quickly go around the circle, and if you would like to say anything that you heard on air that was good or bad, let's do that, because I think that the feeling of community about this station and the feeling that as listeners we are engaged and that they are receptive to us, that's very important. So let's just start that as correct. Does anybody want to say anything about what they've heard on air that was particularly surprising or good or maybe needed to be changed? Let me start. Yesterday about 3 o'clock I was listening. I heard about 4 or 5 labor stories or labor items, news items, in close sequence. And I don't recall that I'd heard this show specifically before, but I know that it was fairly up to date because they talked about May Day. They also talked about Argentina producing COVID vaccinations and intending them to go to Mexico, and they apparently for some reason went to the United States and maybe why this happened. And they also talked about, I think, labor people in Vermont being asked to work without PPE and such, and asking about if there was any labor protections for them. I thought that was very timely information to be discussed, and that was very encouraging. So, anyone else want to say anything?
This is Rob Lee. I'll just throw out, and I never know which shows are live and which shows are a tape, but
mm-hmm.
for some reason, I believe that we're seeing more and I think better organized and felt appeals for donations. So for whatever
okay.
reason, my perception is kind of following on what we do, that we're making some progress.
All right. That's a good point. Anybody else?
I heard some good music was listening to yesterday on the way home.
Okay.
I heard a variety of jazz, little old-fashioned music, you know, stuff like that. The quality is a lot better. You know, and I enjoyed that segment. I do believe it was Blues Hour or something, somewhat, you know, program. And the quality was a lot better. The reception was a lot better.
That wasn't, what's the name of the guy from Rice? That wasn't,
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think I heard that too.
Right. Bruce was stacked.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I looked at the webpage a couple of times, and I listened to some of the music show, but I looked at the webpage, and I saw like 3 segments of local news, and I went like, holy mackerel. I mean, that is like awesome. You got to keep it up. I mean, I've read so many articles that, you know, local newspapers are closing, the big radio chains don't want to be bothered, and even NPR really doesn't do local news. So I think
mm-hmm.
if you guys keep covering local news, you know, that's a real ticket to the races. Because people are going to, oh, you know, this is city council, this is the school board, this is like, oh, yeah, I got to listen to that. I don't have the time to go, so I'll listen to it on the radio. I think it's awesome.
So it was on, was it on a program grid on the KPFT website?
It was on the front page, the splash page, so I don't really know where it was. I was just impressed that you guys are doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
On splash page. On splash page.
Yeah, on the first page you hit when you...
All right, I'm going to have to look for that. Anybody else want to say anything?
Bill.
Yeah, that's Emma. Sorry.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I think the quality of the sound is improved. And I know David's been making changes, improvements, fixing some things at the transmitter. I've noticed some changes to HD1. It sounds better. I've also noticed more news and science kind of stuff. Usually these are really short segments. I'm not sure where he's getting them from, but they're, you know, sometimes we get Aldi Nafam Dairy, you know, with the KPFA news at the top of the hour. I know they do that every few hours, and it's been challenging to get that worked into our schedule. I heard something, I think, yesterday or the day before about a few minute segment about oceans. And I think we do need to have more science-type stuff, as well as health. It's something we're really lacking. The last environmental show we had was ecology, and that hasn't been on for a year and a half. So I'm glad we're getting back more of that kind of stuff. And I agree what Bruce mentioned about the web page. That's an example of how we can promote stuff and let people know what's coming up and what's there. And I'll remind everybody we can use social media, too. I'm not on social media much, but those of you who like Facebook or Twitter, tell your friends when you're hearing something interesting or if you hear about a special show or any show coming up that you like, because we need to do more forward promotion.
All right. I think Nancy was next.
Yeah, what Bruce was talking about is Emily takes notes. Yeah, she was reporting from what happened at City Hall. So that's a good thing. Yeah.
All right. Is that program specifically called Emily Takes Notes?
Oh, no. It's part of the local People's News. It's a one-hour show on Friday at 2 p.m.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Nancy. I also heard, at first I thought it was an extended quote of Howard Zinn, him speaking. And it was old, but it was relevant. And at first I thought, oh, we've got alternative radio back online. I guess maybe it related to May Day. I don't know. But it was very good to hear it because it was relevant. And there was something else at the same time that it made me feel like, oh, this is the old Pacifica that's like, in real time and relevant. It made me feel good. Okay, anybody else? Anything else? Good. Thanks for all checking in. And as Robin calls, maybe we'll ask for her report. Our general manager did state that our pledge drive starts the day after tomorrow. And our goal is $200,000. So let's go to item 5, fundraising, pledge drive. Does anybody have any challenges that you want to make to this group? Doesn't have to involve money. You can make a challenge like, I'm going to contact a programmer and ask how I can help, or I'm going to go on the website, or I'm going to go on Facebook, or I'm going to call 5 friends, or whatever. Does anybody have anything that you are committed to do for the pledge drive? I'll say up front, I am a little disappointed because I didn't feel like I was asked, although I was acknowledged for something I did in the last pledge drive. I would like to see a little bit more focus. I would like to see a challenge fund, a couple thousand dollars of people that are pledged to give before the drive, and I just don't feel we've done it. But I'll come back if anybody has anything that you want to say about the pledge drive, and I'd like to focus on something positive rather than just complaints, because I know we have complaints.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
And by the way, I'm going to need to leave in about 30 minutes, so I can't stay too long. But one other thing, just a reminder, in case Robin doesn't get on before I leave, I had mentioned last month that I would be glad to help her write up some letters or emails to send out. I think it was going to be emails to members and listeners and anybody on our email list, highlighting some of the improvements that are have been made or planned. And I haven't heard what those things are yet, or very many of them. So I'm still willing to do that. You might ask her, and maybe I'll just call David directly or email him, because she said she would check with him and see what he would like to say, that, you know, we can tell people, you know, you can look forward to this. This is coming. I know it's hard for him to say when some of this stuff is coming, because it depends on other people doing stuff.
You're willing to help write letters highlighting improvements already made and to come.
And planned, right, because I think that gives people another reason to donate, even if you don't explicitly say, you know, give us money, but we could do that too.
All right. Anything specifically to do with the pledge drive?
Well, we could say that in pitching too, by the way.
Okay. So you will pitch?
Well, if they want me to, I mean, have to be pre-recorded. It's kind of hard to work that into, you know, shows, though.
Okay.
Pre-recorded.
All right.
Tom Bristat.
Go ahead, Tom.
Mike and I always, we promote KPFT on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, we'll be willing to help with the social media part.
All right. So will you make a specific commitment to promote at least two shows, at least once this week and for each week of the pledge drive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be promoting the military show and the prison show, and I'm going to even get people of the captive audience to donate money to KPFT.
What's captive audience?
The prisoners.
The prisoners.
Wow. So you're going to make a pitch to specifically make that happen?
I'm going to make a pitch to people that, even though the visitation has been opened up in TDC and they're allowing two visitors with masks to come to TDC, a lot of people still, due to COVID-19, do not have the financial capabilities to make a lot of these visits and these long trips. So with the show like the prison show, you can still communicate with your loved ones behind bars. And we even got four or five donations from inmates in the last pledge drive, and I'm going to try to increase that as well.
Wendy for the stack.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I think that's great, Mike, and I also, you know, you guys who are on the board and also programmers, be thinking about additional things you can do as a board member, because obviously you're going to be doing that as a programmer. But anyway, I'm happy, you know, you guys are doing a great job with the prison show and the military show. I check in every now and then, and I enjoy both of them. Yeah. So anyway, but that's not what I was going to say. One thing that, I don't know what meeting it was, I guess it was the last LSB meeting or something, in the manager's report, he said something about Robin's fund drives or something like that. You know, he was talking about the job Robin was doing, which is awesome, but he called it her fund drives. And I know that was just, you know, he didn't mean it that way, that it's just all her job. But remember when it used to be the job of 300 people to put on a pledge drive, and right now it kind of is Robin, you know, and then you know, just a few some recorded pitches, all of which have been they're all old. I would love us to get back to the point where we can at least do a pledge drive live. It doesn't seem like rocket science to me, but that's I don't know. I just want us to all be thinking about what we can do to help Robin with the pledge drives, because we all know how huge of a job that is. And so maybe we ask her when she comes on what all we can do. But I know they don't have to enter every single pledge anymore, because that's all done by the answering service. But I'm sure she has jobs that we could do for her.
All right. So, Wendy, what are you going to do personally?
You know, and this is so lame for me to say all that and then not have a specific thing. I mean, I'm really at a very hard time in my life where I can't commit to anything right this second. But I can, I don't know, I'm willing to, I'm just going to ask Robin what I can do to help her specifically. And, of course, I'm always telling my friends about it, about KPFT. I like to pose the question as, you know, even people say, you know, that they're, of course, they're fans, but they don't listen anymore. And, you know, but that doesn't matter. They still need to give, because if they're, you know, when we were talking about the big loan coming due and all of a sudden Empire State Building could take our assets, you know, and I was thinking, what would happen if suddenly KPFT was gone? All these people that haven't listened for years would be very, very sad about it. It had played some kind of big part of their lives sometime, and nobody wants it to be gone. And if all of them gave $5, then we would have had enough to pay off the loan, you know. So, I don't know, just even if you don't listen anymore, you should help contribute so that other people can, because it's the only thing like it in Houston. Anyway, that's one of my pitches.
Okay. All right, so here's my commitment. I'm going to challenge two programmers that I've never talked to before, and I'm going to call them, and I'll say, if you'll find three people that are your friends to give, I'll find three friends to give to your show. Okay? And not programmers that I've ever really approached, okay? So it's going to be
awesome.
Important to me to get to know these people a little bit. And I'm going to try to do that by next Friday. And that is Friday the 14th? Yeah, the 14th. 5-14 of 20. Okay. And I'm also, I'm gonna get on the Facebook, and I'm gonna something about I'm gonna pitch in, and then maybe I'll do some sort of Facebook fundraiser with the expression pitch in. Oh.
Okay.
I'll do a Facebook, what do you call it, GoFundMe? Do they call that GoFundMe if it's on Facebook?
Yes, I do believe I taught you that.
Well, GoFundMe is a specific platform.
Yeah, that's separate.
It's a Facebook donation.
All right, so I'm going to go to make a Facebook fundraiser for KPFT using the expression or the phrase, I'm going to pitch in, and you want to join me. So that's that.
Well, that's already on Facebook.
I'm sorry?
That is already on Facebook. I taught you that.
Well, I'm going to do it again.
Okay. Teresa?
Yeah.
I like your theme here, and maybe when Robin comes in, that could be a formal theme. It might be too quick to do it for this drive, but pitch in isn't bad. Kind of like that. Let's talk to Robin about it when she comes on, and maybe, you know, everybody could use that. I don't know.
I'm with that.
Maybe I'll, and I'll send a copy of it to the board, so maybe they can follow my lead if they so choose.
Yeah, but if we had buy-in from the GM and the development director, it could be even bigger, you know. But Like I said, it might be for next time. Doesn't mean you can't use it this time.
I need to call Robin, so we'll discuss it. Anybody else want to make a commitment in any way? So we've got Wendy, Tom, Bill, Teresa, Mike. Okay. That sounds good. That's a start. So any comments, and this time you can make, Nancy Sabarnar told me, did you want to make any commitment to the pledge drive in any way?
Well, I've been thinking of things, but not that.
Okay. All right. No problem. So
I was thinking that we could have a, could we please announce how we're doing on the air? The programmers could say, well, we've gotten this much so far, and our goal is such and such. We never do that, and I'd like to what the committee thinks if we were to say. And also
I
about
think they probably
members.
Do it on Facebook. There's no way to do it on the air.
Yeah, you can do it on the air. It's just as of yesterday or a day before, whenever they turned in their show, such and such date, we had this much done. And the other thing is the goal for the new members. We never talk about that anymore since we're not getting CPB funding, which requires new members in order to get the funding. And we've stopped doing that. We used to say, programmers used to say, well, you know, we need our goal for new members on this show is 3. We need 3 new members. And that's how we get our qualify for future funding. And then if we were to say, okay, well, our KPFU family has grown. We've got Susie and Edward and so-and-so from Katie. And so we've now got 3,100 members. That was the last figure that Robin gave us last month, 3,100. This time last year was, I think, 3,300, something like that, before this drive.
Well,
what do you think?
How about if we ask Robin to ask every programmer to do 2 things. One, announce their goal for new members, and also give feedback on what they raised the week before.
It's important to do that is in a positive light, however. You know, they in pitch school, I mean, there is such a thing. In fact, I have a few tips from somebody else that I should forward to the committee, or and maybe Robin and the GM would like to send it to the programmers. But, you know, it's hard when you're saying, okay, we need $7,000 before the end of this hour, and then you're announcing how much you have. That makes people, and it's not going well, it makes people feel like, why should they send good money after bad, you know? So there are ways to do it that are still encouraging. You know, you can say, we need this many more calls, or you could say, you know, there's room for you to get in now, you know, and then anyway, I'll send the thing I'm talking about so you guys can get a better idea of what I mean. But
okay.
You got to seem positive, so because it is positive, you know, it's fun and it's
Wendy, are
exciting, and I can't.
Wendy,
it has to be positive. I agree. And I was thinking one more thing, that we ask high school students to submit a small drum roll or chime roll or any kind of piano roll, so it's kind of like kids are connected. So we'll say, okay, our new number is, or our new membership tally is, our family has grown in ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a drum roll. And this was given by Bobby at Pershing High School or something like that. Maybe I'm going too far, but I thought, reach out to the kids. They could make up some music.
That's good. We just need people to implement them.
Nancy, maybe you could.
Yeah, I can ask some teachers. Yeah, I can ask some music teachers.
No, I mean at the radio station. You need employees.
Okay, Nancy will approach some music teachers
messages to make some music and send it on a file, audio file, or what's the easiest way? Telephone? Record it on their telephone and send it? I'm not technical. I don't know.
That's good, but I'm sorry, I keep blurting out stuff here. Would be much more effective if we got this in a more structured way, you know, so that we're sure that they will be played and stuff. So why don't you write up that idea so we could send it to the manager and the development director and see, you know, how they want to structure it. Okay.
I would say this item does not fall under the pledge drive. But I would say it needs to go under outreach, maybe under some sort of, I don't, maybe this goes under programming rather than whatever, but it doesn't go under pledge drive. Let's go back to pledge drive. Anything other specific things need to be done for the pledge drive that you can think of?
It's Rob Lee. I just kind of had a little bit of a thought. I think one thing we've got, I don't know how many programmers, but let's say that there's 25 of them. We need to probably have some sort of packet or email communication to them that would have, like I like the idea that would say, hey, now we're at $50,000 as of yesterday. But in addition to that, we ought to have some sort of formal communication with them that would keep all of them on message with whatever, quote-unquote, that message would be. So is there any way that, you know, they are communicated so that they would, you know, I know we have free spirit and everything here, but is there some sort of way to communicate whatever the appropriate message is, especially during fund drive?
You're saying communicate with whom? You keep saying they.
The programmers.
The DJs.
Programmers.
I could answer that.
To the programmers. Keep everyone what?
On the same page. Can you call on me, Teresa?
Yes, but I want to say something before you say it. You said you were going to talk to Rob and Lewis and see what you could do personally. I'm assuming that includes that Pledge Drive 101 stuff, and also what you're about to say next. Go for it.
Well, what I was just going to answer his questions, that the development director, Robin, does send out daily emails as to the progress on the Pledge Drive, and if there's any new premiums or any kind of new developments, she sends out the spreadsheet of exactly what donations have come in, sorted both by program and by something else, I guess just time of day chronologically. So all those things are sent to the programmers every day, and they also have a website that they can look at that I'm sure we could get access to it too, where you can see pledges coming in to the answering service as they're entered into the computer. They're posted, you know, in this internal website that we have that programmers can see so they can tell who's coming on during their show. It hasn't been that valuable unless they're right there on Facebook. Since we're not live on the air from the station, it's been harder or less likely that people are going to be looking at it in real time, but they could do that. The programmers could sit there and they could be thanking people on Facebook right as they come in practically. So they can't put it out as part of the show, you know, broadcast.
But there is a way that there is communication, I learned. And then the question would be, is there value to try to make sure that you know, somebody would have to decide, quote unquote, what the you know, important messages were, or suggestions like, I don't think a lot of people still know that, you know, the studio is, you know, has all these problems. They know it's closed down, but I don't think they know, you know, how dire it is.
And do we want them to know exactly that? It's a question.
I don't know. And this isn't the place, I'm guessing, but the idea of, you know, good, solid communications out from the programmers and getting a message that makes a lot of sense that would make their jobs a lot easier and could be, the important thing is to be more impactful, to try to obviously
sure.
increase the donation amounts.
I guess what I'm trying to say is this is handled by staff more than this committee, actually, but we could certainly make suggestions.
Okay. This is Nancy on the stack.
Let Rob and Wendy finish their thoughts. Rob, did you want to?
Well, I'm done.
Okay. So tell me again, Rob. You want a packet or an email to programmers to keep everyone on.
Well, I don't want to go down too much of a rabbit hole, but I think we ought to just make sure that there's a way, and maybe it'd be better off with you know, not with 10 people on the line, but to make sure that we're on point as we get out there. I commented that I think we're you know, getting more heartful attempts to try to get donations, but could we help them do a better? And I agree, it is staff's idea. Again, this is just one idea that I have that, you know, maybe would be better in a subcommittee.
Chair, his voice dropped. Could we help them? And it dropped. And then I didn't hear what he said after that. What'd you say, Bob? Rob?
Oh, I said I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this, but little things like how we communicate through our programmers is very important. And I just was asking a quick question on how we do it, and then if that's a staff thing, maybe we could handle that in another meeting on the best ways to potentially communicate. And obviously, the GM would need to, you know, help spearhead that.
Okay, Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I think the new website has a Facebook, if y'all scroll down at the bottom. I haven't touched it, so I don't know how it works. But, okay, I just want to say the PNB, the Pacifica National Board, they voted on a communications, like a listserv with all the programmers and the management, and that means all the members of management. And possibly in the future, it may be amended. That thing did pass last December. And so Bobby is working on it right now. And the National Programming Committee is going to ask we're discussing in the National Programming to add the LSB and the committee members. So it's like all volunteers in one listserv, so we can have really rapid communication among each other. But it's not set up yet, but soon to be. But so presently what Wendy said, communicate on Facebook, is probably the fastest way.
Okay. I tell you what, you know what? I hate to say this, Nancy, but if you can put that in writing, I'm not sure how to put that in the minutes.
I'm just telling you, a motion passed already last December that a listserv be made at each station with all the programmers on it and all the management so that they can communicate with each other. And so it may be amended in the near future by the National Programming. We want to put the LSB in that listserv and all the committee members. So all the volunteers have one place where they can talk to each other and hopefully not do lengthy things, but succinctly.
Okay.
I just want to let you know what's happening. Okay.
All right. So
all we have is the Facebook.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, I've heard people, programmers, who have been on the LSB, specifically they do not want something like that if the LSB's on it, because there's people on the LSB who will CC everybody in the world about everything, and
Bill,
they just get deluged with emails.
Bill, I'm going to cut you off. We're off topic.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Okay. So the next item on it is the Subcommittee on Major Donors. Bob, did you want to say anything about
I'll kind of briefly go over. We had a meeting with Robin and Teresa, and we were talking about different ways to try to develop long-term relations with major donors. And Robin has some information where donors are kind of segregated by size. And I think a lot of other nonprofits really do, and I don't want to offend anybody, but segregate donors where that, you know, we get some people that will hopefully commit to some regular large dollar amount per year and then offer them certain benefits. Everybody is open to it. But the whole idea is, you know, could we do something to really encourage people to give $1,000 or whatever it happens to be, you know, instead of trying to grovel for $25. So that's we went over potentially having kind of a concert, getting an artist and trying to find a venue and saying, hey, meet the new GM. And you know, going back and trying to really contact these major donors, we can do on a very consistent, long-term basis on really developing relationships with them and really try to get their give them to have a good understanding of the issues that are going on with KPFT, but also, you know, make them feel welcome and want to be a part and try to ultimately open their pocketbooks. And I will say this in front of the group, if we put this off, I did say that I would donate $500 for libations or whatever to try to have a first experimental program like this.
Party.
Is that a succinct description?
That's good, but if we could get those things donated, would you still give the $500?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Woo-hoo!
So if we could get St. Arnold's and some of the food groups to do things, yes.
I can guarantee St. Arnold's would do it.
Okay, so
I don't know how much
they
do, but they do.
Question from Nancy.
Hey, let me ask one question of Rob before I give it to Nancy. Rob, did you meet last week with Robin, or was that meeting canceled?
We never had that meeting, so something came up.
Okay, no problem. All right, go ahead, Nancy.
This is not virtual, then, right? I don't have a virtual plan. This is an in-person plan, right?
We were thinking about an outdoor-type venue that would be free. So that we could kind of, and a lot of people have been vaccinated. Again, this is all just kind of pie in the sky, but the whole idea is other groups are very successful in raising significant donations. I don't know the best way to do it, but assets like music and this KPFT feeling might be a way to try to, you know, really get people to participate. And I think about that one football coach, and I should know more about football, but he was on that blue show on Monday afternoon, Cliff Broussard, now I remember, and the ex-coach of the Texans was making a pitch for him. Well, heck, if he's still in Houston and not coaching elsewhere, obviously he'd be a person that we'd want to try to, you know, see how we can cultivate.
All right, so that's what's happening on that subcommittee right now. Nancy, did you want to say something?
I already did.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is lapsed donors. Say
could I say one thing, Teresa? If anybody has any ideas and they want to carry this offline on how to do this, I am more than happy to have Teresa provide my phone number and set up, or my email, and set up a time to talk. I'm open for ideas, and I know that this group has lots of experience.
So if anybody would like to work on that a little further, don't hesitate to call me. Just call me. We'll be speaking in real time. I got an email from a text from somebody today. He said, can you meet me at 140, and I didn't get it until 154. And if you really want to talk to me, just call, pick up the phone and call me, and hopefully we can talk in real time. Because lapses of 5 minutes or an hour or a day or two between communication is just driving crazy. The next item is lapsed donors. Susie just mentioned this on our finance committee meeting, and I'm going to talk to Robin again about it.
Marisa.
Yes. Go ahead, Tom.
Point of order, can we have people mute while you're talking because it's hard to understand you with the barking going on in the background and all this?
All right. Everybody try to mute when you're not speaking, including me. There's one thing to talk about, and so I'm making it item number 5D, I guess. I lost something here. Yes, it's 5D. I got something from Amnesty International. I got solicitations, three solicitations last week from three nonprofits. And one of them sounded like if you want to put them in your will, it's like they had a nonprofit organization that they referred you to help you put the nonprofit in your will. And I'm going to pursue that because I've asked people, hey, would you like to help, KPFT donors put KPFT in their will? And I've always heard, oh, we can't do that. It sounds like another nonprofit has figured out a way to do that for some third party to just serve as an objective third party to help you walk through how you would hire an attorney and then add that nonprofit to your will. So I am working on that. But I think that many people want to put KPFT in the will and they just don't know how. So, and anybody want to comment on that?
We did discuss this at the committee meeting or at the subcommittee meeting, and I'd be happy to be on a group that helps develop that. That is what I do for a living.
Okay. All right. Well, then you and I will meet.
And we can steal a lot of ideas from groups and just put it out. But I think we ought to have that be part of this subcommittee and then come back to this group with here's a way to do it.
All right, good. Going to
Nancy on the stack
about social media.
I believe Nancy was next.
Teresa?
Yes?
Yeah. What Rob was just talking about helping our members know how to leave their money in their will.
Yeah.
Some of our Pacifica stations have something on their website where you can click and get attached or connected with something. Anyway, I think it'd be nice if we had it on the website if there's Legacy. I think it's called Legacy.
Agreed.
So Rob could maybe write a script for the website, something succinct and short, and then link it to something else, anyway, to more the application form. Or anyway, just to show there, because other stations are doing it. We are not.
Yeah, I mean, we could just copy what they're doing and customize it to Houston.
All right, well, let's go on the websites. Let's both you and I go on let's do a telephone conference and we'll work through this. I want to go to item number 6. I would like to end the meeting in the next 20 minutes. Because I know Bill has to leave. So First item, social media under outreach. Anything that we should, anybody, anything we need to work on, do you think?
Mike Lewis for the stack.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I still promote the KPFT, the prison show, the military show on my Facebook page. And I'm also, in the next couple of days, going to be launching, you know, donate to KPFT, and I'm going to have a funding for KPFT on my Facebook page, Mike Lewis KPFT.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
I also do the same thing.
Friends to put to maybe put some fun things on their Facebook page and mention their favorite shows, kind of something that makes people smile. I know that Sandy Weinman occasionally likes to use a little humor, and I would like to think that people that saw something from Facebook from KPFT, they might be amused by it, or it just might feel a little bit more hopeful or positive or enlightened, something that gets a little bit of rise out of people out of our social media, kind of pull it out of the doldrums if everybody would just contribute a little bit. Darrell, did you have any comments, or have you looked at our Facebook page lately, or Carol, have you looked at our KPFT Facebook page?
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol. Are you on?
Who's speaking?
Darrell.
Oh, hi, Darrell.
Hi, Carol.
Unless I can hear your accent, Darrell, I couldn't tell it was you.
Hi, Carol. Okay, I would like to answer, if you don't mind, Teresa.
Go ahead, Darrell.
I am probably somewhat addicted to Facebook, and I do my best to balance my work and life and my self-care, but I'm on Facebook a fair amount of time. And it's my experience that there's a very active, positive, interactive, interesting, compelling presence on Facebook from some members, some programmers, including myself as a member. And so if you think that it's not happening, it's because you're not on Facebook, because it is happening. And so as a Facebookaholic, I would like to invite everyone, you know, I see what Mike Lewis does and what Hank does a lot, you know, with the prison show and all, and other ways that they've done fundraisers. And I see different people promoting shows that are very compelling. Mike Honig posts fascinating stuff on a regular basis. And so it is happening. And personally, what I do is just what, Teresa, you were suggesting should be done, is I listen a lot. I like the new one, Sojourner Truth.
Ah, mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of perplexed by the new one that some kind of whispering New Age music clips of the news. I'm trying to figure that one out. But what I do is, if I hear something that I think is important to Houston, particularly, like an interview, like, for example, if Wally is interviewing somebody and I think it really pertains to what's going on right now, whether it's immigration or whatever it is he's talking about, I post immediately and say, listen right now, fascinating interview with so-and-so.
Oh, good.
And, I mean, it's just a lifestyle, honestly. And if you're not on Facebook, if you don't have time to be on Facebook, then maybe it doesn't work for you. But it's happening, and I continue to do it. I'm compelled to do it. And so I don't think you need to worry too much about social media needing to be better than it is, unless you're somebody who's not doing it, who might want to learn for yourself and jump on in, because it's fun and it's fascinating. It's a huge community. So I don't think that it's as much of a problem. I think the bigger problem is more HD radio access and scrolling and things that we might not have control over. And I also want to say that I'm not sure how much we can do in this meeting without Robin here. I mean, I appreciate all the brainstorming, but I think we serve at Robin's pleasure. How can we help her? What's happening? Like, for example, is there anything happening for the upcoming Art Car experience? We used to be an integral part of Art Car. So I think that we need Robin. I don't know if we should reconvene or just get a report. You know?
I hate to create busy work for Robin, but because
she... No. I'm asking what we can do. I'm saying we need to find out what does Robin need from us. I don't mean to create any work for her. I mean to offer ourselves to fill in for what she needs. That's my point.
Right. Well, we have been working with, Rob and I are working with her on this major donor situation. And I heard that Wendy is going to contact her personally about the Pitch 101, Pledge Drive 101. And we're all going to, well, I'm putting it in the minutes, and I'm going to send her these minutes. Last time we had a meeting, I sent her the minutes immediately so she could see what we were committed to do. And if she wants to pick up the phone and say, Teresa, will you do this? I will do it. And I think I'm hearing people on this call say, Robin, give me an assignment. So my intention, and I think our intention in this meeting is not to find work for Robin, but for her to know where we're willing to help her or capable.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So, social media.
I'm going to stop.
Well, you have some very good points. Thank you.
Tom, do that.
Go ahead, Tom. We're talking about...
Well, you... Darrell?
Yes?
You have a very good, awesome idea. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Darrell, you're welcome.
Also, I'd like to point out that, once again, I earlier mentioned that Mike and I do promote KPFT on Facebook and on the various social medias. But you're always going to have somebody who has a negative attitude toward anything that we positively do. Facebook used to be a lot of fun to go on, but now we have a lot of various subjects that we have to deal with and hurdles that we have to deal with. So as long as we as Pacificans keep a positive attitude, then we should not have any problems. That's all I have.
All right, and Darrell, we started out by talking about going around the table and talking about what we heard on KPFT. So I put down that you like the Sojourner Truth show and you think our Facebook page is upbeat and relevant.
No, I didn't say the Facebook page.
Didn't?
I said Facebook posts that are promoting KPFT by listeners and by programmers. In other words, it's bubbling up, you know, from the actual listeners and programmers who will say either they're listening to something or they heard something or check this out, it's on right now, or tune into our show. it happens naturally. As far as the KPFT Facebook page particularly, I don't know how realistic it is for that to be.
Okay. So you're saying that you find the Facebook postings by our listeners and programmers, you find that enjoyable?
It's not only enjoyable, it's compelling. There's a sense of community. It happens. It's happening. And so I'm not sure how important the KPFT Facebook page is.
Okay.
Or even if it needs any investment when it's already happening by actual people.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
All right. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I agree with Darrell, and I'm looking at the Facebook, KPFT Facebook post. There's one post for last Friday and one post for today, yesterday. So nothing today. So it's just two posts there. And before that was April 30th. So it's very,
that's
very
okay.
Few.
That's okay.
Well, that's,
don't
yeah,
worry
that's okay,
about
but
it.
I mean, it's not a lot of different people. It's
right.
Bruce is stacked.
It's a non-issue, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead with Bruce. Go, Bruce.
Actually, I mean, I totally agree with Darrell. And if you go to the Facebook page and click on one of the pictures with a video, you'll go to today's the second and final Sunday of KPFT's Spring Fund Drive in 2020. If you have the means, please consider calling 713-da-da-da-da-da. Here's the phenomenal Ruthie Foster on KPFT Songs from Home. Give us some money to get a flash drive of the video and the audio tracks. Visit, and there's a bunch of people singing on Facebook. Support KPFT in our Spring Fun Drive. You have 20,000 people who like this Facebook page. That's huge. So, I mean, you know, you're sitting on a pot of gold, and you're going like, oh, I need to find some pennies. I mean, you know, she's right. But that's it.
Well, I would like to say about social media, I don't, for some reason, postings from KPFT don't show up on my homepage very often. And I have to literally go to that page to see things. So I'm thinking more things need to be posted and shared from the page, but I could be wrong, and I take all of your comments into account. Let's go to website. Anybody, I've heard several complimentary things about our website in this meeting and our prior meeting.
I'm sorry, can I ask a question for clarification?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sure how helpful it is to post on the KPFT page when that's the people who are following it, 20,000 people, when you can post to your own personal friends who may not know, I mean, friends across the country, around the world, really, who may not know about KPFT. I don't know why it's not maybe better, because when you do post about KPFT, it pulls in the logo or the link or something, and you get the graphics, if you follow what I'm saying, or either it pulls in the program. So I guess I don't understand how it helps to go back to it. But
I can make a comment, Wendy.
Okay.
When someone with the login to the KPFT Facebook page posts it there, it goes to all those 20,000 people, or it's supposed, theoretically anyway. But if you put it on your own page, it only goes to your own page. I suggest doing it on both.
I don't think we have the ability to post on this page, do we?
If we send it to Robin, or actually even I do have a login that I could post something, but I volunteered to do it and I haven't done it, so I'm not the best choice. But there's, like, Abby is helping with the website, so we could send him stuff. He probably would put it on Facebook for us, too.
I see how to do it. I see how to do it now. You choose the tab called Posts, and if you choose Posts, you can make a visitor post. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
All right.
I learned something.
Does anybody have anything to say about the website?
Nope.
If you have comments or suggestions, I would suggest you send them to gm@kpft.org. Anything about the email blast? If Robin were here, I would ask her when the last time it was it sent out, but we don't have anything to say, that's fine. I had a segment here called Tabling in the Future. Anybody want to comment about tabling in the future?
Yes. I want to offer to work that Orange Show event coming up.
As a KPFT?
Yeah.
Because I know that they've asked for lots of volunteers there, but I'm sure, you know, we've always been an in-kind sponsor at the least. They will, I'm sure, let you do it, but if we want to hand out KPFT stuff, then we have to get clearance from them.
I'm not interested in handing out KPFT stuff. I'm interested in representing with my T-shirt and my hat or whatever I've got. And then just being a volunteer, I don't know if there's such a thing, but we should ask Robin what she thinks.
Well, and I can do what I can to find out because I've worked for the Orange Show for 12 years, so I can.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there selling balloons at the nighttime event. And the thing that's different this year is that it's a ticketed event. Every one of those things is ticketed, so people pay $10 during the day to get in and see the cars. They have 80 cars only, but they're all going to be good. And then the concerts are the nighttime events, and it's $40 a ticket for that, and Saturday's sold out. So I'll see what I can find out, too.
What are the dates?
They have it May 15th, 14th. 16th, and 17th. Oh, 14th, 15th, and 16th?
Yes.
14th through 16th?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's called the Houston Art Car Experience.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm going to be there selling balloons.
That's not this weekend. It's the next weekend.
Correct.
Exactly.
All right. So, Wendy, can you get that information and maybe call me with it? I mean...
Well, so the thing is, about a KPFT presence, I'm not sure. You know, everything's different this year, and so we're not a sponsor. We haven't been announcing it on the air or anything, so they may not want you there promoting KPFT, but you can, if they don't have special volunteer shirts, you can wear whatever you want. You become a volunteer for them. But, yeah, I'll see what I can find out and send
okay.
it to you.
If you send it, if you call me, I'll send it. Well, or you have... Wendy, you received something that I sent to everyone, so you could put that information.
Yes, I know how to navigate the Teresa experience.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Do we need to run it by Robin to make sure she doesn't have anything already
Let me be honest. I don't think anybody at the station is working outreach. Nobody's checking to see about whether we're going to walk in a parade or whether we're going to work at a tabling event.
Wouldn't we owe her at least
yes.
Touch base to make sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll include her.
Thank you.
Wendy, you said you're going to call her anyway, so ask her about that.
After you said that, but I'll do it, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I want to say I'm happy to pay for a ticket, I mean, I'd like to volunteer, but I'm not trying to get in free.
Okay.
I've been guilty of that all my life, but at this point, I'm, you know.
Okay. So, Wendy's going to find out about that. Thank you. So I think that's all we have. Is there any new business?
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
What do y'all think about posters with LED lights and standing at Louisiana and Elgin where the cars come out of 59 freeway and face the traffic that has a red light? And it says, like, KPFD.org and flashing LED lights on a giant poster you're wearing. So it's like a, what do you call that when people wear a poster? What is it called?
A sandwich
board. Sandwich board. You of all people.
Yes,
know.
Yes.
I know, huh?
Board. You're the queen
but
of
with
sandwich
LED
board.
Yeah, because because Wendy made one with LED corded light that flashes, you know, flashing.
Yeah, I guess I never sent it to them. Yeah. I'll send
okay.
It.
Well, she made a prototype.
But Nancy,
a prototype.
The cars aren't going to be there that's not where they're not going to be there this time. They're going to be at the Orange Show office.
No, I meant like in the morning traffic or anytime.
Oh.
Lots of traffic coming out of 59 freeway into Louisiana, and then the other place would be Westheimer and 610 over there by the Galleria, just standing and facing the traffic that it has a red light so you don't cause any accidents. And you're flashing, you've got flashing strobe lights that say KPFD.org or 90.1 FM, and the other one says listener-sponsored volunteer run, and the other one may say Democracy Now! 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, and of course 90.1 FM or KPFD.org, and just it will catch attention because of the strobe lights, and it will catch more attention probably at night, but it doesn't have to be at night. And to be on the safe side, stay on the sidewalk and just face the traffic that has a red light. What do y'all think about that?
Nancy, what is the other one? Was I-59 at Louisiana?
Yeah, 59 and 59 comes out on Louisiana Street, and then the first big intersection is Elgin. You know, it's kind of close to the station. Elgin, Westheimer. Elgin becomes Westheimer. You know, the black area was Elgin. The Westheimer is white. Anyway, long time ago, they decided like that. Anyway, so that intersection is very busy. And the other one that I know of is near the Galleria. And maybe there are other very big intersections busy at a certain time.
Nancy,
anybody want to volunteer?
2 weeks ago, I stood at 59 on the overpass, and I had a sign that said FreeNavalnyAmnesty.com. I figure I was there for about an hour and a half. Probably 10,000 people saw the sign. I would be happy to make another banner and stand over 59. I don't want to do flashing lights in a place where it could distract someone and they can have an accident.
Yeah, that's what I said, at a red light. Because the traffic is not bumper to bumper anymore since the COVID thing. Is it? Did you have bumper to bumper traffic?
There was a point at which the traffic slowed down, but it really was on the highway. It was not bumper to bumper.
Well, see, that's what I mean. Since COVID, there's no more bumper-to-bumper traffic that I can hear. I mean, I'm not driving, so I don't know what it's really like, but I don't think there is. I don't think there's a safe way to do highway blogging anymore. So I was thinking if you have a busy intersection, maybe it doesn't have to be those two big ones, but that's a lot of people go there, and they're usually, I guess they're going to work or they're going to shop.
Is there anyone on this call that offers to do highway blogging?
No, I'm talking about signal intersection blogging on the ground.
Anyone on this call that offers to do intersection blogging?
Tom to the set.
Who?
Tom to the set.
Go ahead, Tom.
Nancy, I couldn't agree with you more, but there should be a safer way of doing that. You know, like maybe we can get a billboard up, you know. I like the idea of doing that, but safety is important. And, you know, because a lot of people are ignorant out there. And there is a lot of traffic on freeways because I have driven from time to time, and traffic is just atrocious. So, yeah, okay. All I have.
Okay. I'll say this. Nancy, I will consider it if you call me. But I will do highway blogging.
Okay. How big, you know, the highway, the last time I checked, it was 6 feet by 6 feet over the 59, the biggest size that you could do.
Hey, everybody.
And if you,
Nancy, I don't want to discuss this now. If you want to get with me, nobody else wanted to do this. If you want to do it, you're welcome to call me and you and I can work it out. The next meeting is June the 1st, which is a Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I think it's time to adjourn the meeting, if anyone wants to move.
Move to adjourn.
Who is that?
Tom Harper.
Okay, Tom. Tom moves to adjourn. Any objection?
The next time is the first Tuesday in June, then.
Yes.
All right. 6:30.
All right, well, I hope you all enjoy your week. I hope you listen to KPFT and have some good experiences from that. And I'll talk to you soon, I hope, okay? Give me a call anytime. Take care. Bye.